Okay. The Chavis Halvodas has turned very personal now, and in the first person is talking about the story that led up to the writing of the Sefer, and we're up to page Yud Gimel, no, Yud Dalet. We're up to page Yud Dalet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. He said in this paragraph that he wrote the Sefer at first for himself because he wanted to be Masader, the Chovas Halvavas, and as he was thinking about it and doing it, he saw its branches out and it has like fundamental principles, and then it has branches, and the branches has other branches, and all the different things, one thing led to another, and one idea, one concept led to another. So he started pushing, writing it down to be Masader it, and he did it for himself, and he asks Hashem that his actions, his deeds, should match what he has figured out, what his mind is telling him. So if it does, he says, Baruch Hashem. And if it doesn't, he has no one but himself to blame. And adarabah, he has a record in the Sefer. He could look and he could see that he's not acting correctly, that his deeds are not up to snuff. So we're up to now 8 lines from the bottom. The Chen Ra'isi, then he says, I had a stroke, I had an inspiration, I had a stroke of inspiration. I will have the Sefer not only be for myself, but I will leave it as a legacy for other people to learn from also. The Chen Ra'isi, then I said to myself, La'asoso davar klali, to make it for the general public, not just notes for myself. Kayom, that it should be a lasting legacy, as I say. The Otsar Segula, and it should be a treasure house of knowledge, of understanding. The Nair, we had this lesson before, that when you develop Chovas Halvavos, and you start doing things Lishma, and because you're an Eved Hashem, and you start getting into the inner meaning of all the actions that we do, whether it's Shabbos, or Tefillin, or Mezuzah, or anything, then it's like you develop a whole new world. A whole new world opens up for you. So I said, wow, people will be able to utilize this light. I've made it lichtig. I've opened people's eyes. The yodrichu, and they will be nidrach, they will be led, the hadrachoso, in the hadracha of this sefer that I'm writing. Ki tekvasi, and then he writes something like, very anibustik, he says, you know something? And then I had this idea, I guess other people will be able, they'll make better use of it than I have. Maybe, ki tekvasi, I hope, shetei toeles ulasi bo, it'll be a toeles, and a purpose for other people, Yosef Mikalati Bar. Me, you know, I mess up. I do some things, I don't do other things, I try my best, I look in the Sefer that I've written, and I look at my notes, and I see where I messed up, where I did good, where I didn't do good. But maybe other people will do better than me. So it'll have even a greater purpose than just for myself. Other people will get more toelos out of it than I am using it for. Badrochas Acherim Bo, Yosef Me'asher Li. And other people will be nidrach, will be led by the Sefer more than I myself am using it. Ulafikach, therefore, we're coming to the conclusion now, Yozamti, I decided and I planned, Lechaber be'inyan zeh, to write the Sefer, Mechulot, that it would have all the Sha'orim, Sha'ar Bechina, Sha'ar Avodas Hashem, Sha'ar Bitachon, Sha'ar HaTeshuva, Sha'ar HaKniya, all the Sha'orim of Chovas Halvavos. With the Yisodos Mitzvah Salvavos, based on the principles of these Chovas Salvavos, the Chovas HaMatzvot, the Esehu Kolel Kamus Masbika V'inyano, and I'll write out all the Chalokim, all the moving parts of the Chovas Salvavos, what could ruin the development of Chovas Salvavos, what everything, just to lay out everything so that people should have it. Mavores Aderech HaTov, Umore Al Hanoga HaYeshara, Umanche, it'll lead us of halichas hakadmonim, because as he explained, if you look in the Gemara, and he says in Gemara they were busy with chovas halvavos to tanom and amiron. Remember that part of the limud we had. Movil al musrei hatzadikim, the way tzadikim act, the fakeach, like with a kuf, enlightens, it educates mina psoyus, that's from the Lashon Pesi, makes mina shena, it wakes you up. You can really spend time on each phrase because of the, he's not just being poetic, but he's really each thing. It's like you're sleeping, it's like you're foolish, to be a tzaddik, to be a chassid, to act as the earlier Dairus acted. Each thing is really an idea that he's talked about at length, at greater length in the Hagdama. So well the Prote Hamado Hazeh, it makes its way through the ocean, or the Protim, all the details of this Mada, of this level of understanding of Chodesh Halvavos, V'tiktukov, Ma'or El Yedias Hashem, it's more you to have knowledge of Hashem, the Torah. So Madrich Ledrisha Sahatsola, it's Madrich you how to save your soul, how to make your sojourn in this world worthwhile, right? It's very scary, the picture that he presents. A person can put on tefillin his whole life, and it's basically an empty shell. And he gets upstairs in Beis Shalmala, and they said, you know, okay, you know, you were Yotzei the mitzvah, but you really ruined your whole chance to get close to Hashem. You didn't use the tefillin the way you were supposed to use it. I told you in the Torah, L'man tiyah Torah Hashem b'ficha. I told you in the Torah, L'man tizkos yom teis kol yisrael kol yom chayecha. I told you l'shav be tavos u'machshavos halev and the moach. You didn't do any of that. Well, you get the shul, you put on tefillin. You know, kam, you had kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. You blew it. Mezoreh es ha'osa, ma'orer es ha'pesi, manche es ha'miskadeim rishon, it's manche, whoever takes advantage of this, masig es ha'nech shel akron, if someone doesn't take advantage of it, but it could wake him up. Ma'amin es ha'maschilim, u'miyashiv es ha'nevochim. So maybe I could, like, spend time, like, figuring out, you know, and explaining each phrase, but I'm not going to. You see yourself, the words, and each thing is indeed addressing another mila of this sefer. Now, he writes about an inner conflict he had. I mean, he tells us the whole story, and he's writing the sefer now, and now he's beset with doubt. B'chasher bosi v'vatzeyaz yosmosi, so I sat down, so to speak, to start writing the sefer, took out the computer, the typewriter, my sefer, v'chlatti l'chavro. He says, I was beset by doubt. I started having second thoughts. Lo nirali, ki ish asher kamoni, I was all of a sudden beset with modesty. And like, who am I to write such a sefer? Ish asher kamoni is not roi l'chaber kamohu. Tehirgashti v'yatzmo, and all of a sudden I felt unworthy and incapable and unable. I'm not going to do justice to it. I have this great idea. I know it's necessary. I know it's important. But not out of modesty, who am I to write such a sefer? I won't do the job that has to be done. I'm not up to the task. I won't do it the way it's supposed to be done. Machmas nechel oshusi, because my seichel is weak. L'chosu yudiyasi, I don't really know everything that's supposed to be known. The Kiyon Havanosi, the Lahaket Esenyonim, to get the whole picture. And he says, you know something? I don't even know Arabic. He's writing this in Arabic. He says, I don't know Arabic so well. And sometimes I have to be precise, and I have to explain a certain point with precision and get out the Nakuda. And my Arabic's not the greatest. The E of the Yossi Tzachos Loshon Ha'arvi, the Kayotzi Bo. Ashebo B'charti, I wrote the sefer in Arabic, not in Hebrew. Beglau Kalos Havonis Anshid Derenu, also because I wrote it for the people. The people were more adept at the Arabic, in the Arabic language. It was like nowadays, maybe for, you want to address a certain other language, write a sefer in English instead of in Hebrew. So he says, I don't know if I could really capture what I want to say in Arabic. The Oresis, I was afraid, Tenya Siguni Bo Kishoyim, it's just too difficult a task, since I'm not so expert in the language. So I'll spend a lot of time, like, figuring out the right words. Upenevor bogvul hamatora v'hamitzua. It's just too much for me. It's more than I'm able to handle. We'll stop here. Very excited. We'll stop here. But I will tell you this, that you should come tomorrow night, because he goes on to say...